Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. I'm so glad I get to spend some time with you today. Before we jump into this episode, I do need to issue a profanity warning. I am swearing in this episode. I have marked the episode explicit, so I want to give you a little countdown so that if you have any little ears in the room and you're not wearing headphones, you can get those headphones on or find a time to listen when they're not around. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, no little ears, right? I've written a book with some co-authors, and the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, I'm going to say shit a lot in this episode and in the upcoming episodes where I'm interviewing my co-authors. I might even let the F word fly. So, yeah, that's why I have this little warning in the head of the episode. I'll put this warning on every episode where I swear. I don't always swear. So, you know. But this book, the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, you're going to hear the word. Shit means fears, insecurities, circumstances, limitations, perceived limitations, all the things you let stop you from doing what you want to do in your life and in your business. So rather than say fears, insecurities, circumstances, and perceived limitations, I just say shit. I'm inviting you through these interviews and through the book project to get past your shit. Whew! Let's go. Hey, welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. You are listening to episode number 47, the first of many interviews I've done with Get Past Your Shit co-authors. Today, I get to talk to Rosie Batista, the gal who made all my card deck dreams come true. Let's jump into my conversation with Rosie. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm joined now by my guest, Rosie Batista. Hi, Rosie.
Hello, Kelly. Hi, everybody.
Rosie, I've introduced my community to you quite a lot over the last year. And there's always somebody new listening. So what do you want people to know about you?
What do I want people to know? I want people to know that I am excited to create things in the world, and I want to help people do that.
Good answer. Good answer. Rosie, everything I do is about content marketing and community building, and you and I have worked together. It was just a year or so, just almost right on the button a year ago that you launched your card deck creation course.
Yeah. Hard to believe, but yeah.
Yeah. A year ago, you did not have a course for sale.
A year ago, I was floundering around not knowing what the heck direction I was going to take. And then I met you.
This is a friendship made from above, I have no doubt. And I'm so stinking blown away by everything that you have accomplished in the last year. Your course has been up for sale. Tell anybody, but you've made a lot of money from this course.
I'm kind of blown away myself.
and it's only just begun.
Yeah, that's the exciting thing, is that actually, you know, when people say, oh, well, you're so lucky, that's an instant success. But honestly, I've been working my whole life to get to this point of having things flow easy for me. So this seemed to just have all the things culminating together, like all of my skills, all the things I love into one package, really. And then just the guidance and support to make it happen.
Yeah. It's the best feeling in the world to look back, to realize, wow, I have a set of skills that people value, you know? And you came into it with such a great attitude and mindset for what you're bringing. So Card Deck Creation Course, what excites me about the business that you've created is that a lot of people hire a coach or take a class to create a course, and they create it and they put it out there, and then that's it. Like, either it sold or it didn't sell, and then they go, now what? And you've got this one course that you've been selling all year. You've continued to joint venture and put yourself out there and create relationships and design content. And now you're in this enviable place of you make sales. You're starting to make sales where you go, huh, where'd that come from?
Yeah. And I actually am making sales, and I don't even realize it. And then I look in PayPal, I'm like, oh my God. Like the other day, I'm like, wow, what the hell? I didn't even realize. But to your point about mindset, I really did come into this different than I've different in it, meaning that I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to say yes to everything. Like I said, yes to coaching, even though I had no idea how I was paying for it. I mean, at that moment, I had no idea. I had no money. I had no idea. And I'm just said yes anyway. When you said, you know, let's make a course, I'm like, I said yes, even though I had no idea how to make a course at all. I just knew that I had this thing that I love doing, and I love doing for people that, you know, well, what if it was possible to teach other people to do it? And it's been amazing because people, that's the other exciting thing, is that people are making amazing things that are helping other people. So I just call it the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. I give my gift so they can give their gift, and then that gift helps. And it's just like a domino effect. And I love that so much.
Yes. Yes. You have another course that's going to be releasing in the near future, and the latest milestone was the launch of a continuity program, and that's, you know, I'm just grinning over here. I'm just so doggone tickled by everything that you've accomplished, because you're a doer, and you're, what I am in love with is that you are a doer, and you've got this really powerful mindset about the value you bring. And you and I have talked about this. Like, if you just listened to my advice, you might have charged less for your course. And maybe you would have sold more courses. You know, I know that there's more than one way to do everything.
Yeah.
But you have this mindset where you're like, no, this is my price.
And the interesting thing about the price was that I when I created the course, I had the intention in my head that this was what it was going to cost. So I think in my head, I put that much or more value into it. So in the beginning, when I was selling it for less, it was like, okay, let me just do it as like, that's the launch price to get started. And I'll just keep on, you know, tweaking it to be like, to really flow like perfectly, make sure everyone has everything they need. And I feel really, I feel comfortable with what it's at right now.
Yeah.
So that's a cool thing. Like, I feel really confident and comfortable that I don't have a problem asking for it at all.
Yeah.
So I think that sometimes we get ourselves stuck when we're asking for more than we think we can, and then we're afraid to say it, and then people are like, oh, I'm not, you know, we send out that vibe.
Yeah.
So I want to over deliver, right? I want people to say, wow, that was so valuable. I would have paid more for it, but I'm so super glad I got it for that.
Yeah.
You know.
I took a stand with you that this is a course, and that it'll sell well. And then you took a stand for the value. And Like, your stand for your value is an invitation to me to look at my prices. Like, my business model is looking at the offer funnel, which, you know, our listeners can't see this, but I love to sell lots of low-cost products. I love that. It serves me. It builds a community of buyers who respond to all my more expensive offers and my affiliate recommendations. Like, it works for me. But I haven't changed my mindset about low-cost products at all. But it's the next level up. It's the group coaching. It's when they're getting a deeper experience of me,
right,
that I've felt this shift of energetically, which is a woo-woo phrase that I can't even say I completely understand what I mean when I'm saying it, but energetically to offer a group coaching experience and to declare a price less than $500 doesn't feel good anymore. You know, it's just like,
And I think it's a growing experience too, because years ago when I had coaches, and when I was doing my health coaching, you know, there was this whole push to like, charge a lot, you know, you're valuable, but you have to almost grow into it, because when you don't believe that, you cannot attract someone paying you that money either, because you're sticky about asking for it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a thing that we have to grow into.
Thanks for chatting about this. I got to steer us back to the book, because I could keep going and talk about this for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But you're one of the authors on in Get Past Your Shit, which we do have a little warning at the beginning of these episodes that we're swearing a lot, since it is the name of the book. Shit. Get Past Your Shit. Rosie, why were you a yes to being part of the book project?
Because I think sharing a story of being able to come out of something that kept you stuck is super powerful, because when we hear what, like, it's inspiring. So I just always feel that that's super important, because every one of us is struggling with something that keeps us stuck, you know, wallowing around in our shit. And like, we can go on like that forever,
yeah,
until we say, okay, I think I had enough. This smells now. I'm out of here. This stinks. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So, but it's always when you see that someone else did it and you're like, oh, well, she could do it for that. I could do it too, you know? So that's why.
We had a story coach, Karen Crompton, was part of all of our stories, giving feedback and helping us make decisions about what we wrote. What was it like for you to work with her?
Oh my God, she was amazing. Because when we first had the consult, and she was like, well, you know, do you want to just talk your story to me and then I'll write it? And I'm like, no, I'm going to write it myself. And then when I hung up the phone, I'm like, oh crap, why did I say that? So then what happened is I wrote it. Like, after I got off the phone with her and we talked ideas, I wrote it. And then when it came to the due date, I couldn't find what I wrote. Gone, missing. It was nowhere. So I had to start from scratch and redo it, which in hindsight was actually, I guess, a good thing. But she was so easy to work with, because she was so supportive. And so when I sent it over to her, she just asked little questions, like as she read it, she didn't understand, it was so useful, because she was like, well, what do you mean by that? And can you tell me more about that? And
yeah,
you know, and that was great, because it made me see that, oh, well, because I know my own story. She's still wondering, wanted me to go deeper here or go deeper there. So I thought it was fantastic. And I was really happy with the way it all came out. I was really happy with it.
Having a story coach, she encouraged me to remove some things that I didn't really want to remove. And then she asked me questions about things I didn't really want to write about. and it, like there was always this first blush was always resistance. And then the second blush was like hearing her advice. And it's not like I took every bit of advice, you know, like as you say quite often on social media, I am a sovereign being.
Oh, yes.
I get to choose. And so there are some things I let go of because I agreed that they were a distraction. And there are some things that I did not go into, but I took her advice of remove the reference that would require it.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah. And the one part that she really encouraged me to change the way it was said, because I've been a coach for so long. So I have a tendency when I'm writing to generalize the solution.
Yeah.
So the solution was like generalized, but she wanted to know how I did it. Because yes. It's, you know, so changing that around though helped me really see, oh crap, that's actually like the things that I'm teaching, that's actually how I try to be in the world.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm actually doing the thing that I'm kind of teaching. So that was really powerful because and also it's when you're writing your own story, you don't always want to write about yourself, right? You have that, like you said, that resistance to like, well, is it gonna sound too, you know, we're already judging it kind of before we put it down.
Yeah. And that I would say that was one of the challenging aspects of Karen's position is there are a lot of coaches in this book, but this is not a coaching book.
Right.
This is telling your story about how you got over your shit.
Right.
And some coaches want to jump to, let me coach the reader. And it's like, nah,
right.
That's not what we're looking for here.
So, yep.
Except for the very last chapter is very specifically, I invited Therese Sparkins to come in and say, okay, what do you want to do with all this you've just heard? So Therese gets to give some coaching and in the end, because that's what she was invited.
That's cool. That's cool. But you know, it made me think about the way I even write other things now though, yeah, as well, as to like, to put myself more in there as, you know, just real, you know, not telling you, but being in there with you kind of thing.
Rosie, you've got to do one of Melissa Peet's generative knowledge workshops. That has got to be one of the things we do in 2021 because that she teaches us how to have embodied conversations. And just speaking to what we've been saying about how coaches speak. Coach speak is like somebody, I might ask somebody, what do you do? Like, what do you want to create more of in the world? And they say, I hold space for people to become willing and lean into their best life. Like, that's a complete sentence. It's like, you just said nothing. You said you used buzz terms that represent gobs of information.
Right.
And said nothing. And coaches and any coaches listening, like if you've got that coach speak in headlines and blog post titles and email subject lines and if those are the little quotes you're putting out there on social media, cut that shit out. It ain't working. The only people in the world that nod their head are other coaches.
Interesting. Yeah.
Who go, yeah. Oh yes, sister.
Yeah. Yes,
you just said it. Everyone else is like, what did you just say? You know, think for a moment about the heartbroken, downtrodden, devastated, and desperate, suicidal single mom with a kid sitting at their computer trying to do school right this minute. Are you going to say, honey, I hold space for you to become willing to lean into your best self. If you do, let me tell you right now, you're a shitty coach. Cut that shit out. Like, don't use those at a coaching convention. Sit around with your coach friends and use phrases like that. Don't use it with people who need you.
Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves lately is those people that say, I channel. And I'm like, we all channel, honey. Everyone can channel. Seriously, just be quiet for a minute. We get our own guidance. Like that, you know, that's kind of like the thing. It's like, we all have that ability to really, we have that power to tap into ourselves. All of us to get our, we got it, you know, but we might need someone to help us get it out.
Yeah.
But that whole thing that, you know, I'm the one that's going to heal you or help you. It's not, it's, you're going to do it for yourself, but you know, I'm
assisting. if you're going to use a phrase to sell or attract, it has to mean something. And I don't even know what that means.
Right.
Like, but just to make a quick comparison for coaches who are in resistance right now, because I know that you're there.
As they're listening.
I watched a lot of medical television, and doctors, when they're in the ER or in the OR, and they're all talking to each other a mile a minute, they're using doctor speak. They understand each other. And the patient on the table doesn't need to. like the patient doesn't need to know what they mean when they say, you know, all the doctory
things. Code blue.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But if you slow it down, the person in the ER does not need to know what it means. But the person who's opting in for a surgery needs things slowed down and explained. So doctors who are selling their services have to drop the doctor speak and talk patient speak.
Yeah.
And patient speak is about the pain, the limitation, the required correction, the before and after, and that's what your content needs to speak to.
Yeah.
Like I know after watching multiple seasons of Grey's Anatomy, that one of my favorite doctors does a lot of Whipples.
I don't know what a Whipple.
I don't know what it is either, but I know she does them. Because I swear to God, every three episodes, someone says, I get to do a Whipple. Way, yay. Like, and everyone's like, oh, sweet. And I'm like, what's a Whipple?
Well, I have no clue.
But to me, it's the same comparison when a coach says, you know, some coachy thing like, you know, let's hold space and become willing. Like, just what does it mean? Oh my God. So, okay, I'm done off my rant. So all this to say, Karen didn't let people get away with fluffy language that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. And she was excellent. I so enjoyed the experience with her and so enjoyed the final product, really.
So your chapter five, knowing who you truly are.
Yeah.
Your first sentence, when you don't know who you truly are, the universe will conspire to help you find out.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So people have this book and they're digging in and they're getting to chapter five, they're reading your story. What do you really want them to take away?
Really the whole point, and really my message that, my message to everyone is to really understand who you are, because then your whole life unfolds like easily. Like life is easy. It's like life without a struggle, because we spend time trying to be things to make other people happy, or what are they going to think about us, or how do I look? We spend all this time with that, and then we can't be ourselves. So when we can just be ourselves, life, all the stuff that makes it hard, it just goes away. And it's literally like that. So that's possible. Like, it's just that little head change. It's possible for everybody.
Yeah.
And within reach. So.
Rosie, I'm glad I met you. I'm glad you're in the book. Thank you for making time for me today.
Thank you so much. I mean, it's a really such a joy to be part of this. Really, this is a special book. So I hope everyone enjoys reading it. And back at you. Back at you, Kelly, because, yeah, I would say it was 2019?
Yeah.
2019 that I met you?
Yep.
Yeah, that was a life-changing moment in 2019, meeting you. So there. Yeah, you kicked me onto the path that I was like hanging off of it, and you kicked me right on it. And you did kick me on it. So I'm going to say this one last thing, because you said, I cannot help you if you want to do all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So, and I was a yes to that. I didn't blow you off and say, screw you. I got out of my ego and I'm like, okay, I surrender. I'll do it. I'll do the one thing. And the crazy thing is that I'm not just doing the one thing. I mean, but I'm focused on the one thing, and all the other things are just falling easily into play. So again, it's just like that, knowing who you truly are, right? Just really just doing what I'm loving doing. And then all the other stuff is happening.
Yeah. You, people look at someone with a mature business. Like I've been doing this for 18 years and I own multiple brands, and they say, I want to do you. I want to have all these different business brands and do all these different things. And it's like, okay, but let's choose one.
Right.
To focus on for a long time.
Right.
You know,
and then it's the branches
yep.
that
yep.
just yep. grow out of it.
Yep. You're beginning cool. to experience the natural branches, especially with like affiliate money. Like, you know, you've built a community and now.
And I will, can I say this about affiliate marketing? I never did it. So all my time as a health coach, when I could have promoted all these products, I had in my head, I'm not going to promote other products because I don't know. I don't want to put my name behind something else. What if it's not good or this or that? Or that was just a whole control thing, right?
Yeah,
you have, I'm still not going to promote things that I don't believe in or think are good, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to decide for yourself too.
Yeah.
But the affiliate marketing piece, holy crap. I'm just starting now to like, I had other people promoting me, you know, paying other affiliates, but now I'm starting to promote things that I like. And it's, I'm like blown away by that people are buying the stuff that I say, hey, I really like this. Maybe you'll like it. And they're like, so it's so good. So it's great. It's great.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks again, Rosie.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome back. Wrapping up episode number 47 of Love People and Make Money. Man, I love to spend time with Rosie. I hope I get to do it many, many, many times in the future. You know, as I mentioned at the beginning, Rosie helped me create my own card deck, the Stretch Yourself card deck. I don't actually sell it anywhere. I send it out as a bonus gift when people take action on special offers that I make now and then. So keep your eye out for that. I love this card deck. One of the cards says this: love comes from the heart. Creativity comes from leaning into what you want to see more of in the world. Authority comes with time. Expertise comes with practice. When I was getting started, I was too focused on being seen as an authority and having expertise, when honestly, People just needed me to show up for them with what I had to offer at the time. Be you and do what you can do with love. Oh, that's so good. I said that. Thanks for spending time with me today. See you in the next episode.